The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings for the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And for this time around on the program, we're going to start off with Raleigh Little Theater. Of course, the box office number there is 919-821-3111. Online information can be found at RaleighLittleTheater.org. And the Raleigh Little Theater Complex is two blocks west of Cameron Village. All righty, here's the rundown. Through July 30th, they're now performing The Tempest. Marooned and left to die on a remote island, Prospero can command spirits, create apparitions, and manipulate the elements. By using his magic, he assembles his enemies to take revenge on them, and in the process awakens in Miranda, his teenage daughter, her first experience of love. Teens on stage and backstage at Gaddy Goodwin Teaching Theater. Coming up August 25th through September 10th, it's Crowns, a gospel musical, a moving and celebratory musical play in which hats become a springboard for an exploration of black history and identity, as seen through the eyes of a young black woman who has come down south to stay with her aunt after her brother is killed in Brooklyn. Hats are everywhere in this exquisite variety, and the characters use the hats to tell tales concerning everything from the etiquette of hats to their historical and contemporary social functioning. This is at Sutton Theater. October 13th through the 22nd, it's Grace for President. This is a musical. October 27th through November 12th, Perfect Arrangement. This is a dark comedy. It's 1950 and new colors are being added to the Red Scare. Two U.S. State Department employees, Bob and Norma, have been tasked with identifying sexual deviance within their ranks. There's just one problem. Both Bob and Norma are gay and have married each other's partners as a carefully constructed cover-up. This production is for mature audiences, and it takes place at Sutton Theater. Just before Christmas, December 1st through the 17th, Cinderella. Of course, it's a holiday musical. January 12th through the 28th, 2018, What We're Up Against. February 9th through the 25th, Little Shop of Horrors, of course, a musical comedy. March 16th through April 1st, Beanstalk, the musical. And there are others upcoming in 2018. All performances are wheelchair accessible. An audio description service and sign language are available for select performances, as well as assistive listening. Trained service dogs are welcome. Switching to the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road, the number there for more information, 919-839-6262. Coming up Tuesday, August 1st, American Acoustic with Punch Brothers and I'm With Her. The American Acoustic Tour brings together the leading lights of contemporary Americana music for an evening of incomparable musicianship and vocal harmonizing. I'm With Her features recent Grammy winner Sarah Geraz, Sarah Watkins of Nickel Creek, and A.F. O'Donovan of Crooked Still. The New York Times calls them an alliance of Americana virtuosos. The same may be said for the Punch Brothers, who music producer T-Bone Burnett called one of the most incredible bands this country has ever produced. That's the American Acoustic with the Punch Brothers, and I'm With Her, Tuesday, August 1st. North Carolina Museum of Art. Then on Wednesday, August 9th, it's Rhiannon Giddens. North Carolina native Rhiannon Giddens continues to develop her extraordinary talent and career. A co-founder of the Grammy-winning Carolina Chocolate Drops, Giddens recorded her first solo album, Tomorrow Is My Turn, with the aid of producer T-Bone Burnett. New York Times music critic says the album is a showcase for Miss Giddens' glorious voice, which merges an opera singer's detail and a deep connection to Southern roots. Giddens' follow-up record, Freedom Highway, released in February, features 9 songs she wrote herself. Saturday, August 12th, Superchunk with Waxahachie and X-Hex. This is a Merge Records showcase. Other events at North Carolina Museum of Art. Saturday, August 19th, it's Tift Merritt and Friends, featuring MC Taylor of His Golden Messenger, Eric Slick of Dr. Dog, Alexandra Saucer Monig, and the Suitcase Junket. Raleigh native Tift Merritt has performed at countless festivals, hidden corner bars, and concert halls in faraway cities. She wanted to bring the best of the goodness back to her hometown to say thank you, to water her roots, so to speak. September 8th through the 10th, it is Paper Hand Puppet Intervention at the Museum of Art, fabricating fantastical worlds with the most ordinary of materials. Paper Hand Puppet Intervention has been wowing audiences for over 15 years. Each year's production is new and original, and all feature giant puppets, stilt dancers, shadow puppets, and great live music. Saturday, September 16th, it's the 5th annual The Dude Abides Party with special guest Jimmy Dale Smokey Gilmore. Then Saturday, September 23rd, Angelique Kidjo with Diali Sisoko and Kira Ba. Okay, the Ritz. The club is located on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. All shows are at 8 o'clock unless noted. Wednesday, July 26th, Magic Men Live. Thursday, July 27th, Hillsong Young and Free at 7. Tuesday, August 1st, Michael Franti and Spearhead's Love Out Loud Tour. Friday, August 4th, Rockstar Energy presents All Time Low Young Renegades Tour. Saturday, August 5th, August Alsina Don't Matter Tour. Tuesday, August 8th, Veruco. Friday, August 11th, Hunter Hayes. Saturday, August 12th, Tesla. Wednesday, August 16th, The Magpie Salute. Sunday, August 20th, Social Distortion. And Thursday, August 24th, 16 Candles. Poorhouse Music Hall is on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Most shows start at 9, and less noted. Wednesday, July 26th, it's Coast to Coast Live Interactive Showcase. Thursday, July 27th, Local Band Local Beer, Poinsettia, Vanguard Party, Chrome Plated Apostles. Show starts at 9:30. Friday, July 28th, the Bleeding Hearts, the Feeds, and the Royal Knights. Saturday, July 29th, Girls Rock North Carolina Summer Showcase. Show starts at 1. Also on Saturday, July 29th, Poorhouse 20th Anniversary Beer Release Party and Benefit for Oak City Outreach. That starts at 8. Sunday, July 30th, School of Rock, show at 1:30. Also on Sunday, July 30th, Tan and Sober Gentlemen with Black Irish Texas. That show starts at 8. And finally, with the clubs downtown, Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh. Friday, July 28th, Barra's Hammond Take Time to Love Tour with the Harmony House Musicians and DJ Inferno. That's at 8:30. Sunday, July 30th, Hell Yeah with King and Kane Hill, 9. Wednesday, August 2nd, Michelle Branch at 8. Friday, August 4th, Cosmic Charlie at 9. Thursday, August 10th, Bad Fish, a tribute to Sublime, along with Treehouse. That's at 8:30. Friday, August 11th, Zomboy, Rotten Roll Tour, along with Spaghetti and Dr. Oz. That's at 9. And Saturday, August 12th, Dumpstafunk. Y'all at Dick's Park Summer Concert Series has one more concert left for the season. That is Saturday, August 26th, featuring the Birds of Avalon, the Beast, the DeBonzo Brothers, and Brooke Hatali. Shows run from 4 to 10 at Harvey Hill at Dick's Park. Each show will include opening sets by a younger artist and an up-and-coming local band. North Hills events, of course, this is the 10th season of the Midtown Beach Music Series at North Hills. The free concerts are held Thursday nights at the Commons from 6 until 9. July 27th, we've got North Tower. August 3rd, Band of Oz. August 10th, Liquid Pleasure. August 17th, Sleeping Booty. And don't forget the Friday Night Tribute Series returns starting August 25th. The block party style concerts highlight throwback music genres starting in the 60s. The concerts are held at Midtown Park from 7 to 9 p.m. Garner Performing Arts Center, of course, in Garner. The phone number there, 919-661-4602. Saturday, July 29th, Sins of My Father. August 10th through the 12th, Disney's Aladdin Jr. And then October 20th and 21st, and October 27th and 28th, Over the River and Through the Woods. Clayton Town Square Concert Series. These are free concerts that start at 6 on the stage at Town Square. Thursday, August 17th, The Breakfast Club playing 80 music, as you might expect. Friday, September 8th, The Embers, of course, playing beach music. Duh. It all starts at 5:30 with food trucks, a bouncy house, beer and wine vendors, and more. IDs will be checked. Bring lawn chairs and blankets for this free public concert, but please leave your coolers at home. Checking the rundown for the Clayton Center, the box office there is 919-553-1737 or online at theclaytoncenter.com. All shows start at 8, unless noted. July 28 and 29, and then again August 3rd through the 5th, Clayton Youth Theater presents Little Shop of Horrors. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, plus taxes and fees. Thursday, August 24th at the Clayton Center, Palladian Series kickoff and preview party featuring Shayna Tucker. The Durham Herald Sun calls her an absolute stunner and says her original gumbo of jazz, folk, and R&B evokes the spirit of Bill Withers and Esperanza Spalding. Shayna's style and sound are influenced by her jazz and classical roots, which she deftly weaves with the pop music, movie soundtracks, and world music of the 80s and 90s. The events start at 6. The concert is at 7:30. Friday, September 22nd, WKJO Country Superstars presents The John Conley Show. Conley is a country music icon and has been a member of the Grand Ole Opry since 1981. During his nearly 40-year career in country music, he has brought to audiences such classic songs as Rose Colored Glasses, Friday Night Blues, Backside of 30, Common Man, Miss Emily's Picture, I Don't Remember Loving You, and more. Concert starts at 7. Thursday, October 19th at the Clayton Center, Chicks with Hits featuring Terry Clark, Bam Tillis, and Susie Boggess. Show is at 8. Tickets are $42 plus taxes and fees. Saturday, November 11th, Kathy Mateo with Bill Cooley. Friday, December 8th, Celtic Tenors. That concert it is at 8, as well as the Kathy Mateo one also is at 8. Then Saturday, February 10th, Carrie Newcomer. And that concert starts at 8. Tickets are $20 plus taxes and fees. Friday, March 16th, the Malpass Brothers. And Thursday, May 17th, David Miles. Moving on to the Holly Springs Cultural Center. Phone number there, 919-567-4000. All events at 7:30 unless noted, of course. Friday, July 28th, it's Ticketfest 2017. Upcoming performances for which you can buy tickets. Holly Springs Community Band, August 5th. Late Night Catechism, September 15 and 16. Route 55 Jazz Orchestra, September 23rd. Travis LeDoit, Tribute to the King, August 6 and 7. Riders in the Sky on October 8th. Comedians Mike Goodwin, and Ed Wiley on October 13. Holly Springs Community Band, October 14. The Highwaymen Live, October 21st, and many more. Ticketfest 2017 starts at 9 a.m. July 28th, Summer at the Springs, Beatlesque. The tribute band strives to replicate the sound and look of the Beatles to the closest detail while performing music from the entire Beatles catalog. Show is from 7 to 9:30. August 1st and 15th, Carolina Puppet Theater presents The Green Mermaid. Saturday, August 5th, Holly Springs Community Band presents Americana. Friday, August 11th, Summer at the Springs presents Sailor Dub. That's 7 to 9:30. Friday, August 25th, Summer at the Springs presents RPM. September 5th and 19th, Carolina Puppet Theater presents The Three Bears. Moving on to events in Cary, got the 2017 Chatham Street Chowdown Series. This is a food truck rodeo. They've got events coming up July 30th and then again October 1st. It runs 12:30 to 5. Concerts in Bond Park at Sertoma Amphitheater this summer. All concerts are free and held Saturday evenings at 7. One event left, August 12th, Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboy. The Starlight Concert Series, Friday evenings at 7. This is at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center. The concerts are free. One left on the schedule, Saturday, August 5th. It's Jamrock. This series' favorite fills the air with authentic reggae rhythms. Rock out with yard-style reggae, including Lover's Rock, Oldies, Dance Hall, and Roots Music. The Marvelous Music Main Stage Concert Series is in its 7th season at the historic Cary Arts Center. Concerts are held Friday evenings at 7:30, unless noted. September 22nd, it is the Doo-Wop Project. Traces the evolution of doo-wop from the classic sound of five guys singing tight harmonies on a street corner to the biggest hits today. Throughout the show, the Doo-Wop Project takes audiences on a journey from foundational tunes of groups like the Crests, Belmonts, and Flamingos through their influences on the sounds of Smokey Robinson, The Temptations, and The Four Seasons, all the way to Michael Jackson. November 3rd, it's the Donald Cinta Quartet. January 26th, Lucia Micarelli. All right, the Marvelous Music Family Concert Series. Events are held at the Cary Arts Center. Saturday, September 23rd, Footworks Percussive Dance Ensemble presents Keeping the Beat. Footworks conveys the joy of dance while illuminating the historical roots and multicultural perspectives of American percussive dances. The event starts at 10 a.m. Saturday, November 4th, the Story Ship presents Diggory Digger's Dino or Dino Show, a paleontologist. Saturday and Sunday, December 16 and 17, Kerry Ballet presents the Nutcracker Suite. Saturday's performance is at 10 a.m. and Sunday's show is at 2:30. Friday's on the Front Porch in Chapel Hill. They're through October 13th from 5 to 8 p.m. Coming up July 28th, it is Acoustic Manor. August 4th, Counterclockwise. August 11th, Kamara Thomas and the Night Drivers. August 18th, Counterclockwise. August 25th, Acoustic Manor is back. September 1st, Brooke McBride Band. September 8th, Acoustic Manor. And then September 15th, Counterclockwise. All right, Carolina Performing Arts, these are programs at UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall, unless it's noted. There are performances elsewhere. Thursday, September 7th, it's JoJo Abbott. Dive into the dreamy multiple worlds of Ghanaian global fusionist JoJo Abbott, coupling Afrobeat, jazz, reggae, and electronica with fashion, film, literature, and performance art. JoJo's ongoing project, New Birth, New Discovery, examines self as a provocative tool in the discovery, exchange, and evolution of identity. Performance at 7:30. September 28th and October 1st, Cold Mountain, exhausted by Civil War atrocities, deserting Confederate soldier W.P. Inman, embarks on a dangerous odyssey through a devastated North Carolina, encountering slaves and marauders, bounty hunters and witches on his way home to his beloved Ada. Once a lady of privilege, Ada adapts to acute deprivation as she struggles to hold on to her father's farm. Curtain goes up at 7:30 on the 28th and at 2 on October 1st. On Tuesday, October 10th, Carolina Performing Arts, Padajua, a Musijevic, reimagining the classical recital experience, this unusual performance features Haydn piano sonatas alongside modern works for prepared piano. Concert starts at 7:30 in Meeser Auditorium. Duke University's Music in the Gardens has one concert left. These, of course, are held at the Sarah P. Duke Gardens on Wednesday at 7, July 26th, is Caleb Cottle. Winston-Salem singer, songwriter, and bandleader Caleb Cottle spent years shaping and sharpening his approach to country music before arriving last year at a triumph called Carolina Ghost. These 11 songs, which earned raves from Rolling Stone and the Huffington Post, recall a classic truck stop mixtape full of yearning steel guitar, assured and direct choruses, and first-person protagonists who have seen better days and expect to again. All right, we're going to take a look at Back Porch Music on the Lawn. That's at the American Tobacco Amphitheater in Durham. Concerts are free and held on Thursday evenings from 6 to 9 p.m., and there are four concerts remaining in the season. August 3rd, Robert Eakes and Trey Hensley with Acoustic Manor. This unique collaborative effort between two uniquely gifted musicians is bound to be a revelation to traditional music fans on several counts. Rob is a longtime, well-established instrumental giant, and Trey is newly arrived in Music City, bursting with talent both as a vocalist and a guitarist. August 17th, Acoustic Syndicate. Since 1994, their unique blend of bluegrass instruments, rock sensibilities, and conscious songwriting has inspired a generation of musicians. Through 7 albums, thousands of performances, and tens of thousands of miles, Acoustic Syndicate has long been heralded as one of the important influences on the modern roots music revival. August 31st at Back Porch Music on the Lawn, seldom seen with Circadia Rhythm. Since their inception in 1971, the Seldom Seen have thrived on playing bluegrass a little differently than everyone else. If other bands used a fiddle, the Seldom Seen used a dobro. If others relied on old standards, Seldom Seen played rock classic like J.J. Cale's After Midnight. Through skilled musicianship and an urban approach to bluegrass, Seldom Seen have become one of the most influential, if not the most influential, bluegrass band of their time. And the final concert on the Back Porch Music on the Lawn list for this season, September 14th, Billy Strings with Whiskey Shivers. Whether sharing stages with acoustic music royalty, crisscrossing the nation playing as a solo artist, or performing high-energy, jaw-dropping sets at festivals, the reaction to Billy Strings tends to come in two varieties. Who is this guy? And that kid can play. And he won IBMA 2016 Monumental Awards Instrumentalist for the Year for guitar, banjo, and for mandolin. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. So long until next time.